This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Courtney Rogers. Courtney, you know, we've been doing the show, what, almost 6 years now, and it feels like in the last year or so, more and more communities are offering these cool green spaces and walking trails. And I love that about the new development. We always knew that there was someone kind of behind that knew what they were doing and building that. So this is going to be a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I guess I've never really put a whole lot of thought into, but you know, they're building a trail where I live right now directly in front of my community. So somebody's got to do it.
Someone's doing it.
Now we're going to find out how.
We're going to learn out how. All right. We're joined this morning by Aaron Steele. He's the president of Tailored Trails. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for making time to join us. And you're awfully busy right now, so grateful for you swinging by and joining us, Aaron. Before we get into our conversation about the work that you're doing, take a quick minute, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of Tailored Trails and what you guys are doing serving the market.
Sure. Our family company started about 50 years ago, and it was started by my grandfather and then followed up by my dad. And I grew up building trails through scouting and other programs. So when I joined the company in 2001, I decided that I thought it'd be a good market to enter. Saw greenways popping up everywhere, and we already had small equipment, and we were building things with concrete, and thought, well, you know, we could absolutely do that. And so we started moving into building mountain bike trails and equestrian trails and eventually into larger greenways. And that's where we are today. And so we've formed a trail-specific company, which is Tailored Trails. And our focus is on natural surface and concrete trails that serving counties and state governments, as well as homeowners associations.
Okay, so in addition to just, you know, coming in and actually building the trails, what other services do you provide for someone that may be interested in having a trail in their neighborhood or city?
Sure. What we do a lot of consulting work. So if someone comes out and said, hey, I've got a budget of, you know, X or Y, we can come out and say, well, here's how much trail you can build. Here's how much you can fit into a specific space. Maybe they want to clear a much wider area, or we want to take a really narrow, skinny, winding path. So we do a lot of design and planning. Obviously, we do the construction. So anything from dirt moving to concrete placement, bridges, boardwalks, those sorts of things. But it's really, there's almost two halves, the planning end, and then there's the actual construction phase.
Talk more about your design services, because I suspect that's I think if I'm a builder and I'm building a community, and I can look at a topography of the land I'm looking at and say, all right, well, I think a path would be cool here. But then there's nuances to the environment that impact where these trails can go. And I think the idea being that they're kind of cool, long and winding, instead of the straight oval, you know, that kind of thing. Talk about more about your design services. And how a builder can plug into that.
Sure. As far as the design services go, a topographic map is a great way to start. Obviously, a lot of people will go out, and if you start building a trail and you rake a path straight down a hill, all you've done is created a flume for water. And controlling water is, when we talk about sustainable trails, controlling water is the biggest factor. That's a big chunk of what we do, is we want a trail that's not, every time we have all the rain that we've had recently in this spring, if it's badly built, it'll be gone in a week.
Right.
And so what we try to focus on is building what are called contour trails. So if we're working down a hillside, we want to work left to right, not up and down, as little as possible. And then we also provide a lot of berms and small bumps and ridges and drain opportunities to let the water shed off at the best possible point.
Good thing they don't have you and I building these things.
Right, because I would never have thought about some of this stuff. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about a sustainable trail. I mean, I think you kind of answered that a little bit, but you know, why is that important in general, and then to you specifically, what you guys are doing?
Well, sustainable for us means that it's a trail that's going to be there for years. So if we build a concrete trail, obviously it's much easier to be sustainable. You have a non-permeable surface that will last for many years. Same thing with asphalt, with a little bit of maintenance. But when it comes to a dirt or an aggregate trail, it's susceptible to weather and wear. And it's something that takes a lot of time and effort to get it right. So for us, when we're doing the grading work, we're always thinking about where's the water going to go, who's using the trail, what surface do we need to put down. And it's important for us that our work reflects our desire for quality and that it's going to be something that people can look at and not come out in 3 years and see a muddy, nasty mess and think, you know, God, who built this? You know, we want to have something that we can put our name on and be proud of.
So talk about the different kinds of trails. I mean, is there science behind, well, this should be cement versus asphalt, or is that just based on the design motif of the community? And then you mentioned natural surfaces. I mean, what are those?
Well, natural surfaces are dirt trails, which are obviously the cheapest and easiest to build. We also do a lot of aggregate trails, meaning that some places, like we're building a 5K trail for Forsyth County, and they specified a type of sand. It's a real fine material. Now, we had to put a polymer glue into it to hold it together, else the rain would just wash it away. But the runners and the high school track team seem to prefer it. It's got a little bit of flex, but it's fairly soft. It's not quite like rubber. It will wash away after a couple of years, but it's a real specified product. As far as asphalt to concrete, the only real difference is cost.
Yeah.
Concrete will last 2 to 3x what asphalt will last, but it also costs about twice as much.
And I think it looks better when it's done right.
I prefer, I mean, it'll withstand floods. I mean, all the greenways that we've built that you'll go out there in weeks like this week where we had all the flooding down in Buford Drive, all the greenways that run under 400 there, I mean, they were completely underwater. But they'll dry out, and with a little cleaning and sweeping, they'll look good as new.
Mm-hmm.
Versus asphalt, that'll actually lift up and crack and break, and you'll have to do it again in 5 or 6 years. So if we're going to do a permeable or a non-permeable trail, I'm always much prefer concrete.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cool greenways in Metro Atlanta. I mean, that's kind of like the new hot thing, right?
Sure.
I expect that trend to continue. What do you think?
I think it'll absolutely continue. I think a lot of cities now, you know, we first started doing this, building greenways a little over 10 years ago. We see one or two pop up and it was kind of a niche thing. But now we go to conferences, both statewide and nationally, and all the other cities are seeing these trail tourism. I mean, there are whole cities that have really glommed on and in Colorado and Alabama and in other places, not as much here yet, but you see the popularity of things like the Beltline and the Silver Comet Trail, and it draws people in from all over the state, and it hugely affects the real estate market. I mean, prices around the Beltline have skyrocketed. So a lot of cities are starting to see dollars in green space, and trails will bring people in.
So if a developer or city, county, anybody's getting ready to do one of these trails, tell me about why they should come to you and come to Tailored Trails to build that trail.
Well, I've been building trails since I was young, but professionally for about 15 years. We have dozens of trail projects in hand, annual contracts and maintenance contracts with various counties around Metro Atlanta, and put a lot of pride. We get a lot of work with developers that we do work with now, and we take a lot of pride in our work, and I think it shows.
What are some other projects that, I mean, I imagine your customer base is a builder who's building out a community. I imagine it's maybe a municipality or a governmental concern who wants to build a greenway in their community. I imagine the manager of a corporate campus who may want to put in some walking trails around the property there. I mean, is that run the gamut? Are there other things that people ought to be thinking about? Say, oh, I ought to talk to this guy about that.
It does, absolutely. We even have homeowners, that people that have large pieces of property, and if they have the budget to make that kind of improvement, we are talking right now to a couple different homeowners in the North Metro area that they have large, you know, 20, 30 acre facilities and homesteads, and they want to put a small trail network around their house. But a lot of it is developers and land managers and counties, of course. And counties and states are obviously the one that have the biggest budget. And
sure,
they're the ones that are really driving this industry as much as anyone else.
You should probably put a little walking trail around your townhome.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just be a little old.
It needs to go from my front door to the pool.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Aaron, this has been great. I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing, and I'm excited to see this trend continue in Metro Atlanta. Good to know there's professionals that know what they're doing, leading that charge. So before I let you go, should anyone have any questions on any of this, how can they contact you and where can they learn more about Tailored Trails?
Absolutely. Feel free to visit our website. It's www.trailoredtrails.net, or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tailored Trails.
All right. Aaron Steele, the president of Tailored Trails. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Aaron Steele, my co-host, Courtney Rogers, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Courtney signing off for right now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll see you next week.